Welcome to the Schwab Market Update Podcast, where each trading day we recap key market results and statistics. I'm Keith Lansford, and here's a summary of what happened today, Monday, April 15th. U.S. equities dropped broadly Monday, sending the S&P 500 index near an eight-week low. Stronger-than-expected retail sales pushed Treasury yields up sharply, and escalating tension between Iran and Israel kept investors on edge. Iran launched a missile and drone attack at Israel over the weekend, and investors are nervously awaiting Israel's response. Early Monday, the Commerce Department said retail sales climbed 0.7% in March, more than double the expectations for a 0.3% gain, further reinforcing beliefs the economy's strength will keep the Federal Reserve on hold with rates. Among major companies, Salesforce shares plunged 7.3%, helping send the Dow Jones Industrial Average near a three-month low. The economy remains resilient, said Colin Martin, director of fixed income trading at the Schwab Center for Financial Research. Retail sales kicked off the week by coming in hot, and this should keep inflation worries elevated because the consumer continues to drive the economy. Fed officials have already begun dialing back expectations for rate cuts, and this supports the case that the Fed should hold at its peak for the time being, Martin said, adding that he revised his outlook to just 2 Fed rate cuts this year from 3. Here's where the major benchmarks ended. The S&P 500 index fell 61.59 points, or 1.2%, to 5,061.82. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 248.13 points, or 0.7%, to 37,735.11, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 290.08 points, or 1.8%, to 15,885.02. The 10-year Treasury note yield surged almost 12 basis points to 4.618%, and the CBOE Volatility Index, or VIX, rose 1.92 to 19.23. Interest rate-sensitive sectors like real estate and utilities were among the weakest performers Monday. Technology shares were also under pressure. The small-cap Russell 2000 index shed 1.4% and ended at a two-month low. In other markets, the U.S. dollar index strengthened for the fourth consecutive trading day and hit its highest level since early November, reflecting expectations rates will stay elevated. Volatility based on the VIX jumped near 19.50, its highest level since late October. Monday's session also produced technical damage on the charts of benchmarks like the S&P 500, which closed under its 50-day simple moving average, currently around 5114 for the first time since early November. The S&P 500 has dropped almost 4% from a record intraday high posted March 28. As far as stocks on the move, Goldman Sachs added 2.9% after the investment bank and Dow member reported its quarterly profit surged 28% to $4.13 billion, while revenue jumped 16% to $14.21 billion. Both topped expectations. Logitech sank 6.4% after Morgan Stanley downgraded the computer accessories maker to underweight from equal weight and lowered its price target by $10 to $75. Morgan Stanley cited beliefs other analysts' revenue growth forecasts are overly optimistic. Salesforce tumbled to a three-month low after the Wall Street Journal reported the company is in advanced talks to acquire data management software provider Informatica. ServiceNow shed 4.3% after Guggenheim Investing downgraded the business software company to neutral from buy, citing the stock's relatively rich valuation that leaves little room for hiccups. Tesla dropped 5.6% following reports an internal memo said the electric vehicle maker will lay off more than 10% of its global workforce. And Trump Media and Technology Group fell 18% after the company, in a filing with securities regulators, said it plans to issue as many as 21.5 million shares. Tuesday brings expected quarterly results from more major banks, including Bank of America and Morgan Stanley. Numbers from both companies are sure to be of keen interest after an initial batch of bank earnings from Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Wells Fargo last Friday received a poor reception from investors, partly because of softer-than-expected outlooks for net interest income. Bank of America's earnings may also offer a glimpse of the U.S. consumer's financial health, given the company's credit card and mortgage businesses. The company's shares are up 6.8% this year, slightly ahead of the 6.1% gain posted by the S&P 500. Dow members Johnson & Johnson and UnitedHealth are also expected to release quarterly results Tuesday, as well as J.P. Hunt Transport Services, PNC Financial Services, and United Airlines expected tomorrow afternoon. Monday's retail sales report was the latest in a steady string of stronger-than-expected economic and inflation readings this year that have forced investors to sharply downsize expectations for any interest rate reductions from the Fed. Many analysts now believe an initial rate cut may not come until July or September, if it comes at all. A few weeks ago, June was seen as a strong candidate for the first of possibly three Fed rate cuts this year. Late Monday, traders priced 95% odds of the Fed funds target will remain unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5% following the Federal Open Market Committee's meeting April 30th and May 1st, according to the CME FedWatch tool. The tool shows a 22% chance of a quarter-point cut following the FOMC's June 11th and 12th meeting, down from 51% a week ago. Retail sales in March were broadly strong, with the control group that feeds into gross domestic product estimates up a solid 1.1%. Online sales gained 2.7%, building materials and garden equipment and supplies grew 0.7%, and food and beverage sales rose 0.5%, offsetting declines in clothing, electronics and appliances, and sporting goods. Also, the Commerce Department upwardly revised February month-over-month retail sales growth to 0.9% from 0.6% previously. Treasury yields have climbed sharply this month as bond traders priced in fading hopes for multiple Fed cuts this year. The 10-year Treasury note yield earlier Monday briefly pushed above 4.66%, its highest level since mid-November. A continued rise in the 10-year yield toward the 5% mark, a level last approached in October, could further unnerve the stock market. Last October, yields reached 16-year highs. We don't expect the 10-year Treasury yield to touch 5% again, but if economic growth continues to surprise to the upside and inflation remains sticky, it could, Martin said. Economic reports expected Tuesday include March housing starts and building permits from the Census Bureau, followed by existing home sales on Thursday. Analysts expect housing starts to be roughly around 1.485 million annually in March, according to Briefing.com. That would be down from 1.521 million in February. This has been the Schwab Market Update Podcast. To stay informed, visit schwab.com/marketupdate. Or follow the show for free in your favorite podcasting app. And if you like what you've heard, please consider leaving us a rating or a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. Join us for another update tomorrow. For important disclosures, see the show notes and schwab.com/marketupdatepodcast.